This is Ava and Ari, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So what you just listened to was Hello by Martin Solveig. I don't know how to say that name. But the theme for today is basically middle school songs, which is exciting. Ari suggested it, so if you want to talk more about it. I feel like we had pretty similar music tastes.
Yeah, I was going for mostly like Lana Del Rey, Marina. Yeah. Just very like sad 13-year-old girl.
So it's just an ode to that.
Yeah, it's important. I think your mic just turned on. So this is Ari.
Oh, hi.
So silly. I was like, what the heck is happening? But anyways, yeah, Lana Del Rey was definitely also my main. But the next song actually is not Lana Del Rey. The next song is Princess of China by Coldplay and Rihanna. And I think Rihanna is why I listen to the song so much, because it's just so addicting. Did you listen to the song?
Yes, but I haven't listened to it in a while. But I'm sure Rihanna was the draw for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. All right. Well, hope you guys enjoy. That was Princess of China by Coldplay and Rihanna. Very exciting stuff. It sounds like it would be kind of like one of the Dauntless songs in my mind.
So true.
Yeah.
I almost added like Ellie Goulding Dauntless track.
As you should. As you should.
Ugh.
Yeah. I saw Taylor Swift in 2016 in London, and Ellie Goulding opened, and I was like, you don't understand. This means a lot to me.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah. But okay.
Okay, so this is Sex Yeah by Marina. I remember in like eighth grade we had to do like a research project, and like I don't know, I think it was something on like I did my like book report on like feminism, but I included a lyrics like thing with Sex Yeah by Marina, and I was just like, I'm about to eat the girls up. Like, they don't even know feminism like this.
That's so funny.
So, yeah.
Oh my God. I had so many of those, like, just deranged projects where I look back at the playlist and I'm like, why is Baby Beluga Whale on this playlist?
Yeah, fully. My English class, like, did not need to know that I was listening to that.
No, I think you just introduced, like, a lot of the people in that class to the song, and it's important.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if Miss Balsam needed to know that, but yeah. She does know.
I mean, I was like a teen idol person, like,
that's
from this album.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hope you guys enjoy this song. This is Sex Yeah.
Everyone's seen everything.
So that was Sex Yeah by Marina. Love it. I like the been there, done there, got the t-shirt line. That was my favorite line.
I don't think I was listening to the lyrics. Okay. But
it's like the one that I would like know consistently every time I forced my mom to listen to it in the car.
You forced your mom to listen to this?
Yeah, literally any music that I liked, even if it was just like super raunchy, I was just like, hey, Gwen, like, wanna listen?
Love that. Okay, well, this is Young and Beautiful by Lana Del Rey coming up.
Oh my god.
And I remember, so I was in choir in sixth grade, and like one of our first meetings, our teacher had us, you know, like, okay, like, play a song for the class and, you know, like, analyze it. Like, are they using, like, and like, what tone are they using? And I was just like, oh, I got a song.
Oh my god. I'm obsessed with that. That's...
And I played this out loud, like, with the music video, and I was like, oh, they can't take this right now. Like, it's too good.
Oh my god. That was me with, like, Ride by Lana Del Rey. I was like, everyone has to listen to it.
Yes.
And then I was showing my friends the video, like, freshman year, and I was like, oh no, this is actually really bad.
Yeah. Like, yes.
I was like, I did not remember this. But
no, it's like, yeah, what, like, the Native American headdress, just, like,
a lot there.
Rolling around with old dudes.
No, scary stuff.
Yeah, but, very scary.
All right, well, Young and Beautiful by Lana Del Rey. Hope you guys enjoy.
I've seen the world, done it all, had my cake now. Diamonds brilliant and billion now. Hot summer nights, mid July, when you and I were forever wild. The crazy days, city lights, the way you
I got nothing but my aching soul.
So that was, I feel like we're gonna have to start switching up who like says the that was. Okay, but anyways, that was Young and Beautiful by Lana Del Rey. And yeah, it was lovely. And next up, I have a lot to say about this one. The Way I Loved You by Taylor Swift. Shout out to Marin right now, because Marin's listening and is probably like, I don't know, my most like Swiftie friend. I sent Ari, actually, let's talk about it. I sent Ari the like Speak Now album because I just feel like you need to educate yourself so that you can like understand how excited I am when it comes out.
Right.
Yeah.
It's July, right? It comes out in July. Okay, yeah. At least I know that.
Okay, good job.
I'm not like anti-Taylor Swift, but yeah.
All right, well, it's okay. It'll just be a, you know, it's slow not okay. transition. No, it's fine. It's totally fine. Okay, yeah. But this is The Way I Loved You, which I love because it is so toxic. And we were just talking about actually how with a lot of these songs, it was like, why was I so emotionally invested in this as a sixth grader?
You had feelings.
I had feelings. I'm going to like really sit and think when we listen to this about like who was the person I was thinking of, because I'm sure it was someone I'd spoken to twice probably. But yeah, everyone think of who you were thinking of too. This is The Way I Love You by Taylor Swift.
Jealous. He says everything I need to hear, and it's like I couldn't ask for anything better. He opens up my door and I get into his car, and he says, "You look beautiful tonight." And I feel perfectly fine, but I'm in screaming.
Okay, so that was The Way I Loved You by Taylor Swift.
I was thinking and making lots of connections, and I think I was thinking about my family friend, Brendan, who actually is like in high school. This was like after the revival era, started dating Tucker Carlson's daughter.
Okay.
Which was insane because that's like the Fox News guy, and it was like,
oh, I forgot. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And it was actually insane. And I was like, no, Brendan, like, you're so pretty. Like, don't do this.
I was rooting for Brendan before you told me that.
I know. Sad. Well, anyways, the next song is so funny. It's Solo by Demi Lovato. It was going to be this one or a different Demi Lovato song that I sent you earlier, and I'm forgetting the name of.
I don't know. I only remember like Skyscraper or whatever by Demi.
So true. Every time that Ari sends me a song, I'm like, okay, yeah, like, yeah, but
yeah, we're on the same wavelength.
But I think it was like Under My Skin or something, which then I learned that she literally wrote about her heroin addiction, which is insane. She was a child.
Jesus.
But this is Solo, and it's so drama, and I love it. Oh no, it was Here We Go Again.
Oh.
That was the album. Okay. Well, hope you guys enjoy. This is Solo.
You speak to me, and in your words I hear a melody. But in the twilight it's so hard to see what's wrong for me.
So that was Solo by Demi Lovato, which is just so drama, and I love it.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is The Love Club by Lorde.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song. It's not my favorite Lorde song, but I just like
What's
very much Probably ribs.
Real.
Anyways. But I just remember, like, in sixth grade, like, I don't know, with my little friend group, and I was, I remember listening to this, and I was like, I can really relate to this. Like, I'm just, like, growing up so fast, and, like, you know, like, who are even my real friends?
You never know.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Lord, crisis, for seeing me. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the Love Club by Lord. Hope you guys enjoy.
It's not the same as when I was punched. In the old days, there was enough. The card games and ease with the bitter soul of blood. I was in, but I won out. My mother's love is choking me. I'm sick of words that hang above my head. What about the kid? It's time the kid got free. For being my best friend, and the girls get the claws out. There's something about hanging out with the wicked kids. Take the pill, make it too real. The other day I forgot my old address. I'm sitting pretty on the throne. There's nothing more I want except to be alone.
That was The Love Club by Lord.
Yep. It was a really good song. Okay, so PSA time.
All right. So, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Very exciting. Yeah, very important, guys, especially with move out. Make sure that, you know, when you're forcing all of your Tinder and Hinge people to, like, move your furniture, that they're safe. Okay, so next up is going to be Your Sucha by Hailee Steinfeld. Let's talk about it. Yes! So I was, like, a student, little athlete in middle school.
Oh.
And in seventh grade, we had to run, like, so much for field hockey during field hockey tryouts. And my friend and I were in charge of aux, like, in the group when we were running.
That's
and we
so
both
fun.
Now have diagnosed ADHD, and we are hyperfixating on this song. And so I'm not even kidding. We would, like, throw it in, like, simply every other time. And we were like, no one's going to notice. Like, no one's going to know. And
they
then,
noticed.
Like, multiple people in the group chat were just like, please stop. Like, we can't do it anymore. But I think that it was a really good choice. I think I had a lot of angst and anger, probably about, like, another hallway crush that I had never spoken to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was real for that. I'm a Libra moon. So.
And the other suffered for it, but hey, you know what?
Yeah. Honestly, not even suffered. The others had an immersive experience. Okay. All right. So this is Your Sucha. Hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
All right, so that was You're Such A by Haley Steinfeld, who ruined Pitch Perfect 2. I was shocked. I was genuinely shocked when McKean was like a Pitch Perfect 2 stan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what happens. Just that terrible song that she had to sing.
I was having my like straight man moment where I was like, let's look at my YouTube. Like to everyone, I was like,
I was let me show you 500 acapella.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Acapella. They're good.
Thank you. Well, it's because Ari hasn't seen Glee. And I was like, are you even gay? No, you're not.
No.
Yeah, really horrible of you. But anyways, so we were watching like Pitch Perfect clips because we were like, please, anything else than like fucking or like thunk acapella or whatever. And Maheen was like a Pitch Perfect 2 stan, and I just couldn't get behind it.
It's just objectively wrong. Like, nothing goes well in that movie.
It's just like the German accents, like they seem fake to me.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too much.
All right. Well, now that our hater hour is over. Okay. Do you want to introduce the next one?
Please get ready for Dollhouse by Melanie Martinez. Yeah, I really have nothing much else to say. You know,
it speaks for itself.
It does speak for itself. Yeah. So,
all right, hope you guys enjoy.
Hey, girl, open the walls, play with your dolls. We'll be a perfect family. When you walk away, it's when we really play. You don't hear me when I say, Mom, please wake up. Dad's with a slut, and your son is smoking cannabis. No one ever listens, it's wallpaper glistens. Don't let them see what goes down in the kitchen. Places, places, get in your places. Throw on your dress and put on your doll faces. Everyone thinks that we're perfect. Please don't let them look through the curtains. Picture, picture, smile for the picture. Pose with your brother, won't you be a good sister? Everyone thinks that we're perfect. Please don't let them look through the curtains. D-O-L-L-H-O-U-S-E. I see things that nobody else sees. Hey girl, look at my mom, she's got it going on. Ha! You're blinded by her jewelry. When you turn your back, she pulls out a flask and forgets his infidelity. Uh-oh, if she's coming to the attic, plastic. Go back to being plastic. No one ever listens, this wallpaper glistens. One day they'll see what goes down in the kitchen. Places, places, get in your places. Throw on your dress and put on your doll faces. Everyone thinks that we're perfect. Please don't let them look through the curtains. Picture, picture, smile for the picture. Pose with your brother, won't you be a good sister? Everyone thinks that we're perfect. Please don't let them look through the curtains. D-O-L-L-H-O-U-S-E. I see things that nobody else sees. Perfect family. Places, places, get in your places. Throw on your dress and put on your doll faces. Everyone thinks that we're perfect. Please don't let them look through the curtains. Picture, picture, smile for the picture. Pose with your brother, won't you be a good sister? Everyone.
So that was Dollhouse by Melanie Martinez. Yeah, really good if you had like a turbulent household.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, it was quite like adult themes. Yeah. So, like, I feel like for some people it really hit, and then for others it was like, I'm going to pretend that this is my like situation when it's not. Like, I think that's what I got like annoyed at in middle school, was like my friends who like had really good home lives would be like, I love this, and I was like, you don't, get the song like I get the song. Yeah, like I was like, it's not the same. But anyway, speaking of another song people did not get the way that I got, Sweater Weather by Neighborhood. No, my sister actually introduced this to me, my straight older sister is important. And I remember like I actually didn't even pick up on the fact that it was like gay or that I was gay. I just was like, I love this, I love the whole like shirt line. I don't know,
is the content even gay though?
It's like kind of, you can hear it's like a little bit.
Okay,
you'll hear it because like shirt and blouse, but it's like, I don't know, it's like the, you know, whatever. All right, well, I hope you guys enjoy. This is Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood.
All I am is a man. I want the world in my hands. I hate the beach, but I stand in California with my toes in the sand. Use the sleeves of my sweater, let's have an adventure. Head in the clouds, but my gravity centered. Touch my neck and I'll touch yours. You and
right, so that was Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood. What's next?
Okay, the next one is very important, guys. Please listen up. This is Colors by Halsey. And Ava reminded me that this is about Maddie Healy.
I thought you were going to say, like, reminded you of the song, and I was like, oh my god, like, Words of Affirmation. so exciting.
Sorry, no, I can't do Words of Affirmation.
No, you're
so good. No, but Maddie Healy.
and Taylor Swift right now.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a joke. Like, I didn't think it was real.
I feel like it's still not real. Like, I'm waiting for someone.
My dad's, like, in love with Maddie Healy, and I learned this because this is funny. So our like TV at home is logged into my YouTube account. I don't know why. I think they were just like, let's expose Ava.
Sure.
And so anytime anyone binge watches videos, like, they end up on my recommended. And so I opened up my YouTube like 3 months ago, and it was all just like Maddie Healy fan edits and like interviews. And I was like, Madison, what? And she was like, I literally have no idea what you're talking about. And then my dad was just like,
was he embarrassed?
Like, no, honestly, I think he owned it.
Good.
He was like,
say it with your chest.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, and like, I was like, okay, like, pop off. But Colors is so emo. Oh my god, Ari was like, I didn't have an emo phase.
I didn't though. I guess this is the most emo it got. This and Paramore.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, Maddie Healy, he's rotting away, but I guess it's fine.
It's fine. I mean, some people are like into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I'm true. Not really one of them, but I'm some not people either. Are. Okay. Well, this is Colors. Hope you guys enjoy.
Your little brother never tells you, but he loves you so. You said your mother only smiled on her TV show. You're only happy when your sorry head is filled with dope. To the day you're 28 years old, you're dripping like a saturated sunrise, you're spilling like an overflowing sink. You ripped at every edge, but you're a masterpiece, and now you're tearing through the pages and the ink. Everything is blue. Purple just wasn't for you.
everything is blue. His pills, his hands, his jeans, and now I'm covered.
So that was Colors by Halsey, and I just want everyone to know that Ari knew the spoken poetry and recited it, and it was really exciting.
It's so important to the song, you can't not.
It is really important. I mean, honestly, that's like the Lana Del Rey like ride intro in the YouTube video.
Yes.
I remember I was like actually losing my mind in December, and I was in the kitchen, and I was just like ranting about something, and then I started like quoting that, and Taryn from like the dining room just like started quoting it with me, and I was like, oh my god, like we see each other.
I love Taryn for that. Yes.
All right, but we're running out of time, so we're gonna sign out and then we'll introduce a little song.
Okay,
so this is Ava Ann.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Oh, I missed that.
Tufts Freeform Radio, and Ari's also here.
Yeah, I didn't get that, but yes. I'm here.
Okay, what's the last song?
Okay, this is Stole My Heart by One Direction. I was very much into One Direction in elementary school and middle school, and if you want to know who my bias was, it was Liam Payne.
Yes.
So.
Who I love for the memes, so I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
But anyways, Stole My Heart, One Direction. Hope you guys enjoy and have a good week.
As we live.